I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. In October of 2011, I reviewed Joseph Roth's The Radetzky March. This novel proved to be one of the most beautifully written novels I have ever read. The sequel, The Emperor's Tomb, continues the story of the grandnephew of the hero of Radetzky, who saved the life of the emperor at the Battle of Solferino. While Radetzky is longer, more sweeping, and more detailed, The Emperor's Tomb is much more compact and direct. However, it still has the power of Roth's prose, and my main complaint is the length. I wanted more. The rest of Roth's 13 books must now be pursued. The young Trotta makes connections with members of his ancestral village. He reacquaints himself with some of the customs and habits of his granduncle's family. Then, Emperor Franz Joseph is assassinated, and World War II begins. He receives a commission and joins a unit headed to the Russian front. He becomes separated from his unit and is quickly captured and sent to Siberia, where he lives on a farm and works the land. When the war is over, he begins the trek home. By the time he arrives, he finds the Austro-Hungarian Empire has collapsed and many of the wealthy families have been stripped of their fortunes. The interesting aspect of this wonderfully written novel is the in-depth character studies Roth provides of the nobles and the peasants, men and women. Young Trotta falls in love with Elizabeth, they marry, and he takes off for the Russian front without a wedding night. Trotta's circle of friends are particularly interesting in their views on the war, the empire, and their lives. All are changed from their experiences in the military. Roth's prose lulls the reader into a world foreign and difficult to imagine. He writes, "In midsummer of 1914, I set off for Zlatograd. I put up at the Hotel Zum Goldenen Baron, the only hotel in the little town, I was told, which was acceptable to a European. The railway station was tiny, like the station at Sapolji, of which I had retained a certain memory. All little stations in all little provincial towns look alike throughout the old Austro-Hungarian Empire. Small and painted yellow, they were like lazy cats lying in the snow in winter and in the sun in summer, protected by the glass roof over the platform and watched by the black double eagle on its yellow background. The porter was the same everywhere. In Sapolji, as in Zlatograd, his paunch stuffed into his offensive dark blue uniform, and across his chest the black belt into which was tucked his bell, whose prescribed treble peal announced the departure of a train. Easy to imagine standing on the platform watching the ebb and flow of passengers." Joseph Roth has also captured the voice of the period. All this makes The Emperor's Tomb a thoroughly enjoyable read. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.